Good evening. The Northern California Contest Club's Not Ready for Prime Band Openings Players, in cooperation with Dear Abby and the San Francisco Municipal Zoo, presents Saturday Night Jive, or the Sweepstakes Follies. Those of you past the diaper stage will undoubtedly remember that a taped SS training aid was created 2 years ago for the purpose of improving your contest operating techniques. From all indications, it failed miserably, because the same inadequacies continue to plague NCCC members as they vainly attempt to cope with a wide variety of peculiar, unpredictable circumstances that invariably accompany the annual November sweepstakes. And so we have assembled this multimedia audiovisual presentation in a special attempt to educate our newer members into the mysteries of effective SS operation.
Bob?
Yeah,
could I have my thesaurus back now?
Yeah, okay. Young kids. Now, if you will turn your attention to the slide screen at the front of the room, please notice that from the left speaker, you can hear Vanessa...
Bob.
All into the repeater fund? Oh, well. Well, okay, disregard the references to screens and stereo sound. We'd like to start by listing what we call the Ten Commandments. There are 14 of them. First, be on the alert for that relatively rare but very disruptive bird known as the double-breasted frequency stealer. He can be found in almost any latitude at any time during the contest. And he operates something like this.
CQ contest from N6NE, N6 Northeast, contest, over.
N6NE, WA6 Victor Echo Foxtrot, number 224 Bravo, VEF 72 East Bay. QRZ contest, WA6 VEF.
N6NE?
After a rebuff of this sort, you may wish to consider taking a 15-minute time off. This will give you an opportunity to catch up on a number of pressing contest matters that may require prompt attention. Well, it's difficult enough to find a clear frequency at all, but even if you do, there's no guarantee that you'll be able to figure out who's calling you. Operators who speak indistinctly or who use confusing phonetics can make your weekend a real challenge.
CQ contest, WA6 Hotel Juliet Victor, WA6 Hotel Juliet Victor contest.
Right, this is JV from W9. Mavin, hello there. I got in the contest, old man. You're 5-9. 5-9 in Remina, Illinois. The name is Ivanov. Ivanov, you come back and tell me what contest exchange is, I'll be glad to give you a point. That is HJV, 39 Remina. Go ahead.
Okay, very good, Ivanov. I didn't get your call sign. Could you come back with the call sign once more again?
Yeah, try my call sign here, 39 Mamina. My call sign phonetic here, 39 Mamina, 39 Mamina. Do you copy?
Okay, Roger, 39 Mamina. You're number 426, Bravo.
CQSS, CQ Contest, W1ARR, W1 America, Radio, Portable 6, SS, over. QRZ, W1ARR, again, please.
Yeah, Bob, W1ARR, B6SHD, Robert, Silva, copy.
Rob, is that you, SHD, over?
Yep, W6SHD, go ahead.
Okay, I'm not sure. It sounds like you may be chopping off the front of your transmission and also the end of your transmission, but you're number 153, Bravo, W1ARR, Portable 6, check 54, San Francisco, over.
Okay, Roger. Very good. You're my number 425 Bravo. 425B WB6 SHD. Check 74. 74. Set clarify. Go ahead, Bob. Good luck.
Okay, Rob. Fine. I've recorded your voice, and I will play it back at a slower speed later and figure out what you said. QRZ W1ARR Portable 6. Theoretically, your problems should diminish during the CW weekend. Unfortunately, however, the chances are that your miseries will only increase in direct proportion to the number of QSOs you make or try to make. Nowadays, state-of-the-art technology means that you can essentially reduce your entire CW contest operation to the push of a button. Comes to the wide range of eccentric behavior found during an SS contest, this brief and hastily assembled tape can only attempt to hint at the fast range that you must learn to cope with. But somehow, the NCCC will prevail. The NCCC will win. Because, after all...